All right, just heard from the head coach, DeMeco Ryans, and there were a few things he hit there, Clint. A few things that jumped off as he was breaking down the Bears and that offense that was absolutely awful in game one. But obviously the talent that they had there, and also breaking down his own team. What are some of the things that jumped out to you that we heard from the head coach?
Well, I think we talked a little bit about this on Monday, Reaction Monday. The Stroud-Diggs connection is real. It's obviously there. We've talked about the chemistry. We've talked about how instrumental Diggs was in creating that chemistry and that connection with his quarterback from the time he was signed. But we've heard this many times from this coaching staff and from C.J. Stroud is whoever's open is going to get the ball. And we hear that a lot from, you know, especially early on before any adversity hits or before the number one receiver, or at least the receiver that's getting the most targets and the most catches, before that guy emerges, you hear a lot about this. Yeah, nobody's complaining. Everybody just wants to win. And whoever's open is going to get the ball. And then midseason you look up and somebody doesn't have the catches they think, and all of a sudden you're not winning as many games.
Maybe
as
it's going to say the winning and it's part a problem. Too, yeah.
And I say all that to say I believe in, and I believe what they're saying when they say it. Like, I don't know why, because look, Diggs is an animated wide receiver. Neco is he's a quiet, I think, guy and player, but ultimately he's been out there and said, no, I want to put up some numbers.
And Tank, he's getting more confident.
Yeah, and Tank has said, I want to put up some numbers. But for whatever reason, maybe it's kind of how this team has been built. I just really believe in what they're saying about these wide receivers. Now, I don't typically believe what a lot of folks say. I like to believe what they do. But at the end of the day, I just feel like this offense and the leaders with C.J. – it starts with C.J. Stroud and Bobby Slowick. I just think that these guys have a really, really good thing going with these wide receivers from that perspective. I know they're good players, obviously, but I'm talking about guys that truly understand if you get open, you will get the football. And you trust that C.J. Stroud is a guy that's going to find the open guy more times than not. So – this is not an offense that's going to force the ball down the field into coverage the way that Buffalo did with Diggs in the past, and he earned 60 targets in a season or something like that. That's not going to happen. We talked yesterday. This isn't a quarterback or a system that throws a bunch of 50-50 balls on a sideline typically. They're going for higher percentage throws. They got a quarterback that can process it, that can get through progressions, and I just believe that when DeMeco says that, Ron, I think it's going to be a way of life for this football team, not just, hey, it's week one and everybody's cool right now.
Yeah, yeah. And this thing continues to go well and they continue to have success. I think, you know, it seems like at least at that point, I think it would be good. I'm going to tell you what, for me, we were talking about Bullock when we were doing the crosstalk. We were talking about him yesterday. I said, well, he's going to take some snaps. He's going to take somebody's job. The things that he said, talking about him being somebody that can make game-changing plays, and those are hard players to find, even though he's a rookie, and we've talked about with his unique size and skill set. That, to me, jumped out to, hey, we may see more of him. We may see more of him. And I said, I think by midseason, he'll be somebody that's playing a lot more the more he learns. But it seems to be picking it up quickly, and the game-changing plays, we saw it in the game on, that's at least a field goal. It was a 2-point game right there. So that stuck out to me talking about him.
It's hard to deny. Now look, if the guy can't play at this level, or if the guy doesn't pick it up mentally and can't understand the defense as a whole, then those kind of things will keep a guy off the field. Those are things that we don't know. We can't really see unless you're getting inside information from the meeting room. I say all that to say clearly Bullock gets it. I mean, there's been no hesitation from this staff to get him on the field and get him on the field with the ones. And now that we've seen one game, clearly there's no hesitation. So he clearly gets it mentally and processes the game at a high level. And the undeniable part of Kalen Bullock is when he's on the field, he flashes. Like, you just – and that happens with a lot of guys. I mean, a lot of guys flash, but do you have that that mental capacity to handle the whole defense? Do you have the emotional intelligence to be cool, calm, and collected under pressure? Or do you fold and make silly decisions and blow coverages and get out of position? You know, clearly Kalen Bullock has those abilities to go out there and not be overwhelmed in a moment. And so, again, you go back to the dynamic of this dude can just flat out play. He flashes big time. He's a longer, taller player. Sure, does he need to add some weight? Does he need to be in a weight room in the offseason? Sure, they'll figure that part of it out. But when you talk about in the red zone, when windows get really tight, they even get tighter when you're as long, when you got a wingspan and you're the size and you move as well as Kalen Bullock. When you talk about, you know, we saw Alec Pierce, we saw him, jump ball, catch a ball really in his chest, but big body, Jimmy Ward on a play. Look, Kalen Bullock's size and playmaking ability, you would think gives you a chance to make that play, at least have a better chance to make the play. You look at Jimmy Ward getting beat on the post over the top early in the game. The speed, the range, the ability to play the football, you think that probably gives you a chance to make that play if you have a different safety in there, if you have a guy the caliber of Kalen Bullock in there. Now, those are big expectations for a rookie, but I think it's again, I keep going right back, Ron, to the undeniable playmaking ability that this guy brings to the table.
And that's what he said.
Yep.
That's what the head coach yep. said. And the guy who runs the defense said, so, or at least calls the plays and runs the defense, said. I thought also he brought up Damian Pierce. I think that's the first time we've really heard about Damian Pierce. Said those three plays were indicative of what he saw in camp. So I think Damian Pierce is clearly the number two back. Yeah. I mean, Cam Akers didn't dress for the game. And clearly he is their guy that they're bringing in. And Joe, when Joe Mixon needs a blow,
right now that he appears to be their guy. And look, I've said this a million times. I think everybody here loves Damian Pierce. We hope that Damian Pierce goes in there and balls out. Look, I'm not leaning into week one real heavily. I mean, as we said before, that offensive line was dominant, was absolutely dominant, and so there wasn't much opportunity to run up to the line of scrimmage and have to make something out of nothing. There were lanes there to run. It was right down the lane of Damian Pierce in terms of getting downhill and being physical. And look, if the offensive line can block that well, then hell, he should produce. And so we'll see. I hope it all works out for Damian Pierce. Looks like it has for a week. It looks like it's going to for 2 weeks, obviously leading to week two. We'll see what happens. But I mean, look, I'd love for that dude to be around here producing and be on the post game show and kicking it and talking ball. There's nothing better.
Yeah, him in good spot. All right, that was D'Amico Ryans. We'll hear from C.J. Stroud in a little bit. I know we'll talk about this a little bit more later on as we continue with the show, Clint. But I know you've checked out the all 22 of this Colts Bears game. Right, from the amount you've watched, who or what jumped out to you the very most?
I'm through about the third quarter right now, and the best offensive line. I don't even know what the grades are. I have no idea what the grades are. I hadn't seen them. I don't even know if they put those out there. Kenyon Green was the best offensive line in a Texans uniform on week one.
Mm.
When it comes to a guy going out there
in every way, pass pro, running,
he was solid in pass pro. There was one time that Juice left him out to hung him out to dry.